Evening，
我们上个礼拜讲什么
？What did we talk about last week？
啊，讲怜悯。
Compassion。
啊，这个礼拜我们要换题目了。
And this week we will change the theme。
这个礼拜我们讲基督徒的愤恨。
We will talk about the hatred of the Christian。
不是仇恨。
Not a hatred in terms of vengeance。
是一种从圣洁的妒忌产生出来的不甘愿。
But it is a form of unwillingness that comes from a holy form of jealousy.
这个是很难用英文表达出来的。
It is difficult to translate. 大
概英国人比较没有这种感情。
The English do not have such feelings.
英文就没有这个字出来的。
And so such word it does not exist.
我们要读两处的圣经。
We want to read two passages.
第一处的圣经，我们要读这个出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus 20.
出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus 20.
我们的读第四、第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读。出埃及记第二十章，我们要读第四、第五节。不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天、下地和地底下、水中的百物。不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。因为我耶和华你的上帝是祭邪的上帝，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自负及子，直到三世代。爱我的，守我诫命的，我必向他发慈爱，直到天千代。现在请用英文读一次。
You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven aboveor on the earth beneath or in the waters below. Verse 5, you shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the father to the third and fourth generation and to those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
第二处的圣经，我们从哥林多后书第十一章来看。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
Second Corinthians 11.
翻到了，我们要从第二节开始看。
We will read from verse 2.
一直念到第三节。
In verse 3.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是上帝那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫。要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督，我只怕你们的心或偏一些，失去那像基督所存纯义清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。请你读。
Verse 2, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband, to Christ.So that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
我们再次低头祷
告。Let us pray.
主啊，感谢赞美你，你按照你自己的形象样式创造我们，你按照你自己的性情的形象样式创造了我们，以致我们可能有着你原有的性情。你神性的性情使我们行事为人的时候照着你的感情来表现来彰显你自己的荣耀，我们如今把今天晚上的聚会交托给你，求主你引导我们，使我们明白你对我们所启示的话语，使我们可以进入你的真理里面，更可以彰显你的本性中间所有的一切荣耀。感谢赞美，求主垂听，赐福你无用的仆人，无论讲理犯理的，给他们两个人如同一人，同感一灵，把你的真理传讲清楚。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。在我们所读的两处圣经里面
，In these two passages，
英文圣经都翻译同样的一个字，就是妒忌这个字。
The English translation used the word jealousy.
那么这个字在中文翻译的时候
，In the Chinese translation，
上帝说我是祭邪的上帝。
It is a, God said that He's a God that is jealous of evil.
第二样， 保罗说我的愤恨就像上帝的愤恨那样的。
And the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians, Godly jealousy.
当翻译成别的语言的时候，
so when translations are done,
所出现的不是单单要表明是妒忌的那种本性。
The fact is that the description should not be confined to jealousy.
所以这样就把英文的妒忌这个字的意思呢，把它扩展了更深的一层的地步里面去。
It is further in depth than a usual understanding of jealousy.
所以我们今天要把妒忌跟愤恨先做一个呢本质不同的解明。
And so today we must first distinguish the difference between jealousy and a godly hatred.
然后我们再进到这个题目的内容里面。
And then we will enter into the theme.
上帝他不愿意我们过一个妒忌别人的生活。
God does not want us to live a life of jealousy.
因为当一个人妒忌别人的时候，
because when we are jealous of others,
他是在罪恶的中间用自私要垄断恩典。
We are actually in sin because we want the grace for ourselves.
我们以自己、以自己的益处、以自己的这个特权作为前提来反对别人比我们更好。
We first become self-centered and we are opposed to anybody becoming better than us.
比我们更差的人，我们不需要妒忌他。
We are certainly not jealous with people who are worse than us.
比我们更失败的人，我们也不需要妒忌他。
Or people who have failed worse than us.
比我们更多拦阻、更多磨折、更多曲曲道路的人，我们只需要怜悯他们，我们不需要妒忌他们。
We have compassion over people who have a lot of obstacles and a lot of difficulties, but we never jealous.
我们只会妒忌别人，因为别人比我们好，比我们更成功，比我们领受更多上帝的恩典。
We get jealous only because other people are better, they are more successful, they receive more grace.
所以我们感觉到这是不应该的，恩典应该在我这里，不应当在他那里。
We get jealous because we think we deserve it and not the other person.
这是不应该的，因为我应当成功，别人不应当成功。
We should be the one who is successful, not that person.
所以妒忌一定有自私的成分。
Therefore, jealousy must contain self-centeredness.
妒忌一定有为自己跟别人不平等，才能对神不这个不更不肯顺服的成分。
And certainly there will be disobedience towards God because we feel that things are not fair.
妒忌已经开始对了埋怨上帝以及对别人的不满意共同发生在你的感情里面。
It contains the element of grumbling towards God because you are not satisfied with it.
为什么当我们比别人好的时候，我们感到是很自然、很应该的事情？
Why is it that we always feel that it's quite natural for us to be better than others?
为什么当上帝的恩典临到我们，没有临到别人的时候，你没有感到需要抱不平的事情呢？
Why is it that when the grace of God is upon you and not upon others, you think that it should be?
但是当别人比我们领受更多的恩赐的时候，
But when others have more gifts than us,
别人比我们更多蒙怜悯的时候，
When the Lord had more mercy on them,
我们就会为自己申报不平。
Immediately we will fight for ourselves for the unfairness.
我们里面的感情就开始有一个不明的火生出来了。
There will be like a fire inside of us.
我们就偏偏不能接受这种事实。
And we cannot accept this fact.
什么事实呢？
What fact?
就是别人与我不一样的事实。
And that is others are different.
就是神的恩典分配的不平的事实。
Or that God's gift is given differently.
所以一个妒忌的人绝对不是附在神主权之下的。
A jealous person therefore is not under the sovereign will of God.
一个妒忌的人绝对不是个大公无私的人。
A jealous person is not a person with a universal sense of fairness.
一个妒忌的人可能以为他是见义勇为。
A jealous person may think that he is very proactive.
但是当这个人见义勇为的时候，他不是在别人不够好的时候做这种同样见义勇为的事情。
But when he comes into action, it's always not because others are worse than him.
所以这些归纳起来很明显，妒忌是一个罪恶。
In summary, jealousy is a sin.
这样圣经告诉我们，妒忌就是骨中的朽烂。
The Bible tells us jealousy is a decay in our bones.
一个人骨中朽烂的时候，他的整个支架就撑不住了。
When a person has decay in the bone, the structure cannot hold.
当一个支架撑不住的人，也就是一个不能站立起来的人了。
And he would not be a person that can stand up straight.
这个人是生命是面临崩溃的一个生命。
His life will be about to collapse.
所以我们的灵性绝对不许可让妒忌来毁灭我们。
Let us not be destroyed therefore by jealousy in our spiritual.
妒忌对自己对别人都绝对 没有建造性的成分在里面。
Jealousy is not constructive for ourselves or towards others.
妒忌一定是毁灭性，一定是破坏性。
It must be destructive.
所以呢，我们的神告诉我们，妒忌是骨中的锈烂。
And so our God tells us that jealousy is the decay in our bones.
妒忌的存在是堕落以后才产生出来的感情。
It is an emotion that existed after the fall of man.
被救赎以后的人应当从这方面被解脱出来。
A person that has been saved by Christ ought to be delivered from this.
所以我们就用怜悯、用赞美来代替妒忌。
And so we should replace jealousy with mercy and praise.
当别人比我们更不好的时候，我们怜悯他们。
When others are in a worse state than us, we have mercy on them.
当别人比我们更失败的时候，我们怜悯他们。
When they have failed badly, we have compassion on
them. 当别人比我们更好的时候，我们为他们的成就赞美上帝。
But if they accomplish more than us, we praise them for God.
所以对神的赞美，对人的怜悯，就成了替代妒忌的一些感情。
So when we praise God for them and we have compassion on them, it takes over the place of jealousy.
亚当犯罪以后，感情被物化了，所以妒忌才存在。
Because of the sin of Adam, our emotions have been stained, and so jealousy came.
但感情被圣化的时候，妒忌不需要存在。
But when our emotions are made sanctified, jealousy should.
当我们看见别人比我们好的时候
，When we see others doing better,
我们只可以用圣洁的妒忌去处理这个事情。
We can only look at it from a sense of holy jealousy.
什么叫做圣洁的妒忌呢
？What does holy jealousy mean?
你说这个人做得更好，他好。他成功的背后是付了很大的代价。
When you look at this person succeeding, he has paid a great price for it.
他今天的顺利的生活，顺利以前他曾经受过很大的磨练。
He may look successful now, but he may have gone through great trials before.
他今天蒙受这么大的恩典，因为背后曾经在神的旨意里面受了很多的苦。
He received so much grace from God, but he may have suffered in the will of God.
所以你不是单懂他最后成就的现象去妒忌他。
So do not get jealous of him just because of the surface phenomena.
而是从这些成功的现象背后，你去发现他所付的代价。
But discover the price he had to pay behind all this surface.
他说：“你说我应当像他一样。”
And you said, "I ought to be like him."
我能不能受他所受的刑？
Can I go through all these trials?
我能不能饮他所饮的杯呢
？Can I drink from the same cup of suffering?
我能不能付他所付的代价
？Can I pay the same price?
我能不能忍受他所受的苦练呢
？Can I withstand the same form of trial?
我肯不肯像那样殷勤努力用功，以致有今天的成绩呢
？Can I work towards a success with great diligence like this person?
这种对别人下的功夫，对别人忍受痛苦的经历。对别人顺从上帝旨意所付的代价的这种的炫目，这是一种属灵的，这种圣化的妒忌。
The envy over the hard work that this person has done, all the things that he has done under the power of God is a holy envy.
当上帝说你不可以雕偶像，也不可拜偶像的时候
，But when God tells us that we are not to have idols，
上帝把他不准人有这种。违背他的这个对神的敬拜的规律所下的命令做了唯一的解释
God gave us the only explanation as to why we are not to make for ourselves
为什么不可以
Why should we not do
为什么不可以拜别的神
Why can't I worship other gods
为什么不可以敬拜假神
Why not the false idols
为什么不可以做偶像
Why can't I carve for myself
上帝给我们唯一的解释是什么
The only explanation from God is
你的上帝是忌邪的上帝。
I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
这样用英文来说呢，是一个妒忌的上帝。
In English, is jealousy.
这样呢，忌邪是上帝的本性。
But in the Chinese translation, it is against evil.
上帝是与罪无关的。
God is not related to sin.
所以上帝没有一种性情是堕落以后所产生的果效。
Not a single emotions of God is the same as emotions that are after the fall of
man. 因为神在堕落线的上面。
Because God is above the line of the fall of man.
神是圣洁的上帝。
He is a holy God.
神是与罪无关的上帝。
He is not related to sin.
神是要审判罪恶的圣者。
On the contrary, is the Holy One that will
judge. 这位创造主，这位圣洁的上帝，就不可能与堕落以后的妒忌有什么关联。
Therefore, the Creator God cannot be related to jealousy that come after the fall.
但上帝说我是忌邪的上帝，这句话又这么解释了。
So how do we explain a jealous God?
所以中文呢，到了新约的时候翻成愤恨。
In the Chinese Bible, in the New Testament, the translation becomes
愤恨的上帝
a God of anger,
是一个对罪恶嫉恶如仇的上帝
a God that is extremely angry with sin.
这种圣洁的生气
such a holy anger,
这种对罪的排挤
such a complete rejection of sin,
绝对不是自私的
is not self-centered,
绝对不是只顾自己的
absolutely not about the self.
因为这里所谓的嫉就是上帝的本体。
Here when we talk about the self, it refers to God.
而上帝的本体就是圣的本体。
And God is holy.
上帝的本体就是义的本体。
God is righteous.
God is the subjectivity of the holiness and the subjectivity of the righteousness. Subjectivity of love, subjectivity of goodness. Only God is good.所以这样呢，当上帝如果为自己讲话的时候
，So when God speaks for Himself，
他还是绝对的真理。
He is still the absolute truth。
因为他的己就是真理的本身。
When God speaks of Himself, He is talking about the truth。
我们不是真理的本体。
We are not the truth。
我们不是义的本体。
We are not the subjective。
我们不是圣洁的本体。
Or holiness。
所以当我们以自己为中心的时候，我们就是犯罪。
So when we use ourselves as a center, we have sin.
这样人要舍己才能与神合一。
This is why we need to deny ourselves to be one with God.
而神的本体就是义的真理。
And subjectivity of God Himself is righteousness.
只有神的自我是绝对的。
Only God is absolute.
只有神的自我不是自私的。
Only God is not selfish.
只有神的己是不需要舍己的。
Only the self of God need not be denied.
因为他没有堕落的经验。
He has not fallen like
man. 因为他的义的本体。
He is the subjectivity of righteousness.
所以上帝说我是忌邪的上帝。
And so God said, I am a jealous God.
这跟我们的妒忌是不一样的事情。
His jealousy will be different from us.
这是他圣洁的感情的本性。
This is his attribute in holy jealousy.
因为离开了他自己的一切的之外，都是被造之物。
Apart from him, everything has been created.
而那些被造之物要代替创造者的时候，是非常违背那个创造者本体的独一性。
And so for the creatures to take the place of the creator, it has violated the only existence of God.
所以神绝对不能容忍。
God would not tolerate that.
当我年轻的时候思想这个问题
，When I was young and I reflected on this,
我就感到有两个困难。
I thought there are two difficulties.
第一个困难，上帝是不是很自私的上帝呢
？The first one is God a selfish God?
所以上帝是绝对化自我排他的一位上帝。
And He rejects all others.
他是绝对化自我。
And He absolutizes Himself.
只有我是不尊的。
He said only I am the
center. 只有我是独一的。
I am the only God.
所以我以外我不能允许别的。
And I cannot tolerate any other gods.
这个存在就是我所不许可的。
And I would not allow existence of other gods.
这个存在是不可替代我的。
Or other existence cannot take my place.
你们不可敬拜别的神。
So He says do not worship other gods.
因为除了我以外没有别的上帝。
Other than me, there is no other God.
我不准许你们敬拜别的神。
I will not allow you to worship other gods.
那么这个第一句话好像是绝对化自我的宣告。
It seems to be a declaration of a person who makes himself absolute.
就产生第二句话变成自私的一个表达。
And it seems to be an expression of selfishness.
当我年轻的时候思考这个问题。
When I was young, I reflected on this problem.
我感到里面有这两个困难。
I thought there are two problems here.
上帝是不是个绝对化自我的上帝呢？
Is he a God that has absolutized himself?
除我以外没有别的神。
And say that other than me, there's no other God.
会不会是一个很骄傲的上帝
？Can he be an arrogant God?
会不会是一个很狭窄的上帝
？Or very narrow-minded God?
会不会是一个自以为意的上帝
？Or a God that's self-righteous?
因为他认为只有他才对。
Because he thinks only he is correct.
他认为只有他才是神。
Only he is God.
所以他敢宣布出他以外没有别的神。
So he declared that there are no other God.
先自我绝对化。
First, he made himself absolute.
先以自我中心以后
，after he established that,
那就产生了排他性
And he rejected all others.
就有一个很狭窄的自私的心。
So he seems to be selfish and narrow.
来拒绝别的神的可能存在。
And he rejected the possibility of other gods.
那就感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
当我越思想越明白的时候,
the more I understand this,
这两个难处都没有了。
Both these problems disappeared.
神是真理的本体。
Because God is the subjectivity of the truth.
只有他有权柄讲除我以外没有别的神。
He is the only one that has the authority to declare this.
因为真神本来就是对的。
Because the true God in the first place is one.
对的真神宣布我是对的真神的时候，他是有绝对的资格这样讲的。
When the only God declare himself to be the only God, he is absolutely qualified to do so.
这是神的启示，也就是使我们可明白神的有关神对自己的一个自我的启示。
This is the revelation of God that we may understand about Him.
我是独一的上帝。
I am the only God.
除了我以外，没有别的上帝。
There are no other gods before me.
所以这样尊重上帝的独一性。
So when we honor God being one,
不是一个狭窄的思想。
It is not because we are narrow-minded.
接受上帝独一性的自我启示。
When we accept this self-revelation of God being one,
不是信仰的捆绑。
It is not the binding of our faith.
你把这个道理想清楚了以后,
when we are able to understand this,
那你就不会接受第二个思想，神是排他的，神是狭窄的，神是不够容人的。
That you will not accept the second theory, which says that God is narrow-minded and not willing to tolerate others.
特别在后现代主义的时候,
especially in this era, there's postmodernism.
几乎没有一个人可以绝对化自我。
Nobody will make themselves absolute.
也没有一个人可以相对化别人。
Or nobody will make other people relative to themselves.
那种人认为自己的绝对是可以否定别人的绝对的。
And nobody says that they are absolute and other people must be wrong.
像我们只有这个相对的中间，彼此容忍，彼此接待，彼此尊重，彼此承认别人存在，是一个正确的、合法的一个存在。
And in this era, we have to tolerate everybody and then assume that everybody has a right to exist.
所以这两件事是息息相关的。These
two matters are related to each other.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当我读到以赛亚书的时候,
when I come to the book of Isaiah,
我又发现上帝又讲几次同样的话语。
I discovered that God said a few times the same thing.
我绝对不把我的荣耀归给假神。
Then I will absolutely not give my glory to false idols.
所以上帝根本容纳不下。 有任何的假存在他以外。So
within God there can be no possibility of a false idol.
当上帝看见他百姓把应当归给他的荣耀归给别的假神时，神的怒气就发作了。When
God sees that His people gave glory to the false idol other than to Him, He gets angry.
这个怒气发作了一个相当凶猛的地步。The
wrath of God is horrifying indeed.
他一定要消灭对方。
He will destroy his opponent.
唯一的要求就是他的子民把他的心单单归向他。
The only demand he has is for the heart of his people to go towards him.
所以这个对某一种宗教宽容的这种看法来看，是一个太严重的事情。
This is a very serious matter if a person thinks that all religions should be
tolerated. 所以我年轻的时候又问这个问题。
When I was young, I asked this question.
上帝为什么要我们荣耀他？
Why would God want us to glorify Him?
上帝为什么不许可把荣耀归给别的家？
Why does He not want glory to go to other gods?
我绝不让我的荣耀归给家。
God said, I absolutely would not let my glory go to the false idols.
上帝下载到这个地步，到底有必要吗？
Oh God, is there a need for you to be so narrow-minded?
你为什么对我们的吩咐要这样严厉的事情？
Why are your commandments so stern?
如果一个做生意做得很大，让隔壁的人赚几块小钱，让他吧。
A great businessman will let other people survive.
好像所有的生意只要你一个人做，你才甘愿，别人没有饭吃，你也不关心。
Surely you do not want to take all the business for yourself.
所以如果上帝产生了最大的信仰体系。 得罪了最多的信徒，让别的宗教存在一下，别的神也有人去烧烧香，免得他饿死，有何妨呢？
So God has the greatest system of faith, so it's okay to let small little religions like this.
基督教已经最大的宗教了。
Christianity is already the largest faith.
让别的小神也有一点存在机会，也不是好吗？
Isn't it good to let other little gods survive as well?
上帝说，我是独一的上帝。
God said, I am the only God.
不可敬拜别的神。
You shall not worship other gods.
不可跪拜别的神。
You shall not kneel before them.
我绝对不将我的荣耀归给假神。
Because I absolutely will not let my glory go to the false idols.
我年轻的时候开始把这些带着年轻。
When I was young, I tried to link all these thoughts.
哦，后来我发现一个小孩子很小，12岁，又问同样的问题来问我。
But later I encountered a 12-year-old child who asked me the same
question. 因为我曾经受过这些思想的折磨。
Because I once was tormented by this thought.
所以我稍微知道他里面的感受是什么。
So I knew how this child felt.
他说：“上帝一天到晚要我们荣耀他，好意思吗？”
The child said, "Why would God be so? Why would God want us to glorify day and night? Isn't that asking too much?"
为什么上帝要我们去荣耀他呢
？Why would God want us to glorify?
他是个堂堂大神。
He is already a great God.
是个创造万有的神。
Creator of all things.
为什么还要我们荣耀他？荣耀他？好意思吗
？Why does he want us to keep worshiping him? Isn't that a bit too much?
如果今天唐崇荣说：“你们要荣耀我，你们要荣耀我，不要忘记啊，到处去要荣耀陶崇荣。”你说这个人神经病。
If Dr. Tong said you are to glorify me everywhere you go, you will say that this guy is crazy.
那为什么这个天上最高的上帝要人去荣耀他呢
？This is the God in the highest heaven. Why does he want us to glorify him?
当这个小孩子问这个问题的时候
，So when this little child asked this question,
我一方面高兴说有人跟我从前一样有这种想法。
On the one hand, I was very happy that the child thought in the same way I did.
另一方面佩服小小的孩子已经这样想，以后是不是神学家呢？
On the other hand, I appreciated that the fact that a little child can talk like that.
一方面感到很紧张，到底怎么回答才能满意他
？On the one hand, I felt anxious as to answering him.
我要找出问题，症结里面最大的基本毛病在哪
？I want to find the basic problem in his question.
所以我怎么回答他？你要不要听啊
？You want to know the answer?
我的第一个问题是
，My first question was，
请问，人没有荣耀上帝以前，上帝的荣耀已经完全了没有
？Is God？Was God's glory completed before man glorified him?
Is God perfect in his glory even before us to glorify him? 上帝的荣耀已经完全了没有
Was his glory already perfect?
你们回答，你们也不能回答，那我就不要荣耀你。上帝要人荣耀他。
God wants us to glorify him.
当我们还没有荣耀上帝以前。
Before we actually glorify him,
上帝的荣耀已经完全了没有
？Was his glory
完全了没有
？Perfected.
啊，你哪里敢说不完全
？Of course, it's perfected.
上帝就完全的荣耀了。
God has perfect glory.
那如果上帝的荣耀已经是完全了
，But when if it is already perfected,
请问还有什么东西可以对完全者增加一些呢
？What else can we add into the perfect one?
已经完全了，还能增加什么？
He's already perfect. Why should we add anything?
会不会有一点点东西加在完全者之上，使完全的变得更完全一点点？有没有
？Are there some things that we can add into perfection to make it more perfect?
根本没有这样的事情。
Of course not.
是完全者不需再加什么了。
The perfect one completely need not have anything else.
所加上了什么，不能使完全者更完全。
So the things we add into the perfect one cannot make him more perfect.
根本上帝不需要我们来荣耀他，使他更完全。
Fundamentally, God need not have our glory to make him more perfect.
那这个问题如果你解决了以后
，But if you solve this problem,
你就明白上帝要我们荣耀他。
You will understand that God want us to glorify him.
根本不是他需要我们给他完全。
This is not related to him needing us to make him perfect.
他需要我们给他的荣耀。
Or that he needed our glory.
因为他的荣耀已经完全了。
Because he is already perfecting glory.
那么，如果叫为什么他要深深问我们，你们要荣耀我，你们要荣耀我呢
？So why does he keep telling us to glorify him?
因为这个不是他分量上的需要。
It is not that he needed quantitatively.
这个完全不是分量的问题，是方向的问题。
It is not a question of quantity, but a question of direction.
什么方向
？What direction?
是我们被造是为他，所以我们的生活应当荣耀他。
The direction is that we are made for him, so we need to glorify him.
神是为自己创造了我们。
God created all of us for his own sake.
我们应当归向他。
And so we ought to turn towards him.
应当我们整个灵性，我们整个人格，我们整个生命的方向。归回在他的面前。
Our entire spirituality, character, and the direction of life ought to be towards
him. 这才是那句话真正的意思。
This is the true meaning of this command.
因为神不会因为我不信他就变成不存在。
God will not suddenly disappear just because I do not believe in him.
神也不会因为我相信他就变成更存在。
Or God suddenly become more in existence because I believe.
神不会因为我羞辱他 他的荣耀就有所亏损了。
Or because I humiliated him, his glory disappeared.
我羞辱他的时候，
When I humiliate God,
他在外邦人中间蒙受人亵渎他的这个机会。
He may be blasphemed against. He may be blasphemed by the pagans.
是我们给外邦人有亵渎上帝的机会。
When I shame God, the pagans will blaspheme God.
但神自己完全的荣耀不会因为我羞辱他有所亏损。
But the perfect glory of God will not be harmed by us.
是完全的荣耀、尊贵、圣洁，也不会因为有外邦人亵渎他有所减少。
His holiness, His honor, and His absolute glory will not disappear because there's blasphemy.
因为我们的神是永永远远完全的上帝。
For all eternity, God is perfect.
照样的逻辑。
The same logic.
上帝的完全不会因为我再荣耀他，使他增加一点点，完全变得更完全。
Tells us that God's perfection will not increase just because we glorify Him.
因为他的完全本来就已经是完全。
He is already perfect.
所以我们要正面回答这个问题。
When we face this problem squarely,
上帝为什么要人荣耀他？
Why does God want us to glorify Him?
其实我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give a simple illustration.
太阳放光的时候，
When the sun shines,
照射到地球来，
And the light came to earth,
经过了八分钟十七秒，
It has to go through 8 minutes and 17 seconds.
一万万五千万公里。
Thousands of kilometers.
光还可以很强烈的照在我们这个地球上面。
And the light still reaches us strongly.
就我们大地都有光明。
That we have light.
我们看一切看得清清楚楚。
We can see everything clearly.
甚至我们照相的时候，把镜头缩到最小，才能拍到好的照片。
And we have to change the camera lens to the smallest aperture.
因为这个光太强烈了。
It's too bright.
特别是把光照在雪地的上面的时候，
Especially when the light come upon the snow,
这个雪地就把反光反到我们的照相机。
The snow will reflect the light.
我们本来照片一定是 overexposed.
The pictures will become overexposed.
你要把光圈缩小到11或者到16甚至到21。
The aperture has to be set at 11, 16 or 21.
使你还可以看出这个世界的情形是怎么样的。
So that the picture can still be seen.
好，现在我把一片镜子放在太阳光的面前。
But if I were to use a mirror,
我把这镜子动一动的时候，
and move it before the sun,
这镜子就把太阳的光反射到另外一个方向去。
The mirror will reflect the light of the sun to another place.
我的镜子慢慢改变方向的时候，
as the mirror changes its direction,
你们就可以每一个人轮流到受到太阳光的反射的机会。
The light will land upon every one of you.
所以你射到你的时候，你的脸就更亮一点点。
When the light come upon you, you will look brighter.
射到你隔壁的时候，你不亮，别人就亮一点点了。
But when it shines upon the person beside you, you become dimmer.
我射来射去，每一个角落都得到一些亮光。
When I shine it around, the light will go to every corner.
后来每个角落我都射完了以后，我说我不再射了，我要射回太阳那里去。
And after I shine on everyone, I say, well, I want to shine back at the sun.
请问我从太阳得到反射的光，再把它反射回太阳的时候，太阳会不会更亮一点点呢？
My question is, would the sun become brighter because I shine the light back at it?
太阳绝对不会更亮一点点。
Absolutely not.
啊，你就明白这个意思。
Now you know what it means.
上帝说，
God said,
你要荣耀我。
You are to glorify me.
我绝对不把我的荣耀归给假神的时候，
I will not let my glory go to the pagan gods.
他不是要你把一些的体面加在他的身上。
When he say that, it's not because he want more face.
他不是要你把荣耀归给他，给他加一点荣耀。
Or that he had more glory because you glorify him.
他真的要的是方向问题，不是分量的问题。
What he wants is the direction, not the quantity.
还有你这个被造，按照他形象样式被造的人，把你这个本能从人的方向归回他的身上。
He wants you, a person made in his image, to return back to him in the
direction. 因为你是神所造的。
You have been made by God.
因为你是神为着他自己而造的。
You have been made for his own sake.
所以你的反造功能就是照着神的形象样式，能够彰显荣耀而被造。
Your reflection is done because you have been made by his image and you can do this.
所以你要把荣耀归给上帝。
So you need to give glory to him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这种归向上帝。
This change of direction to God.
变成我的责任。
Because my responsibility.
不是我的报恩。
Not because I'm giving you back to God.
归向上帝。
This turning back to God
不是分量的增加,
it is not to increase his quantity,
是一个方向的问题,
but because of direction,
我当有的方向,
something that I ought to do,
我当尽的责任,
my responsibility,
跟我眼前被造的目的,
the purpose of my original creation,
我是按照神的形象造,
I have been made in his image.
所以上帝说我是忌邪的上帝,
so God said I'm a jealous God.
绝对不让我的荣耀归给假神,
my glory are not to be given to the false idols.
这样你就明白圣经真正的原则,
now you know the true principles of the Bible.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
主啊, 你为你自己荣耀创造,
oh Lord, you have created me for your own glory.
我应当把荣耀归给你,
I need to give you the glory.
你是为了你自己而创造,
you have made me for your sake.
我被造应当为你而活,
I have to live for your purpose.
因为当我把你的本性的荣耀射到别的地方的时候,
because when I reflect your glory upon others,
当我把你给我的恩典归给别的荣耀的源头的时候,
but when I give this grace onto other idols,
那本来就不是荣耀的源头,
that is not where the grace comes from.
当我把别的当作可以被荣耀的神的时候,
when I treat another God as a God that should be glorified,
我就触动了你的怒气,
I will incur your wrath,
这样神就愤恨起来,
and so God's wrath will be seen.
这是神自己绝对因为是真理的本体而可以妒忌的原因,
this is why we say God qualified to be jealous because it's the subjectivity of the truth.
这个妒忌呢应该用愤恨来表达,
and this jealousy ought to be described as wrath,
the holy wrath of God,
the holy wrath of God,
the holy exclusiveness of God's jealousy,
就是上帝本身才能有的妒忌,
the only jealousy which is holy, which is righteous,
这是唯一圣洁的妒忌,
because only God is a subjectivity of the holiness, of righteousness, of the love and of goodness.
因为上帝是圣洁的本体, 爱的本体, 是真理的本体,
我相信今天你们所听的是 你们很少机会听到的事情,
these are not things that you have often heard about.
但是从这个角度这个观念你就明白, 我们的神有许多的行动, 许多的命令, 是别的宗教没有办法了解,
but from this angle you also see that our God has many aspects that cannot be found in other faith.
1970年, 我第一次到台北去讲道,
when I go to Taipei for the first time,
我在一条街道上走的时候,
I was walking along the street,
发现那个店里面是专门卖那些拜佛教的那些敬拜的那些礼品,
I passed by a shop that sells things associated with idol worship.
那个店的门口是有两个木头雕的关公像或者什么像雕还没有成功, 先放在那里,
there were two wooden sculptures of idols in front of the shop.
关公的像已经开始跑出来了,
one is about 关公,
另外一个也神奇已经出来但是还没有刻完,
the sculpture is not finished but it's about two gods.
还是木头还是粗粗的还没有磨细的眼神已经出来一点点,
it's made of wood and the image is about there already.
最好笑的我经过的时候刚一个小孩子在那边小便,
when I passed by there was a child that was being there.
小便的时候风一吹就吹到关公的身上来,
and when he was urinating the wind was blowing and the urine went to the idol.
关公在那边没有说滚蛋不要在这边小便,
the God didn't say get lost and don't urinate here.
这小孩子的这个小便就淋到他的木头上面,
this urine from the child flew to the idol.
那个神器是一个不回应的神器,
and the God looks fierce but it does not respond.
是个死的神器,
it is a dead God.
是个受造无能的神器,
it is a God that is impotent and has been made.
你明白我的意思了,
you understand what I'm
saying? 所以这个对我来说就变成思想的冲击,
and so it inspired me to think deeper.
我就感到了创造者被造者被造的被造者创造一个被造的创造者我就在想一大堆的问题,
I keep thinking about the relationship between the creator, the creature, and the things the creature made.
因为神是创造者,
God is the creator.
这个木头的神是被造者,
but this wood is creator.
人是为创造者而被造的被造者,
and man is made for the creator.
人是被造里面有创造性的被造者,
but man is created with creativity.
所以人能创造,
and so we can create.
那人有创造一切, 结果创造一个神,
and we create all things including a God.
所以被造者盼望创造一个创造者,
and so the creator wants to make a creator.
被造的创造者连反应都不能够,
but the creator, creator cannot even respond.
被造的创造者小孩子小便在他的身上,
and the child that is made by the creator urinate there.
为创造者而被造的有创造性的创造者把一个小便丢在一个被造的创造者身上, 而被造的创造者完全不能为自己辩护, 这是很难发力的事情。 What he's doing cannot be done by any computer, IBM or Apple, anything.
What he's doing also cannot be done by any computer.
那么你注意听哦，所以那个时候我思想一大堆的刺激进来。
So there are many things that are
thought about. 我开始产生一大套关于创造被造之间的关系的神学问题。
And I start to think about theological questions relating towards the creator and the creature.
有神气的假神。
That false idol that looks so fierce.
是有神气而不能发脾气的。
Looks fierce but cannot react.
它的神气是你想象中你可以产生一种想象中间的脾气。
The image looks awesome, but it brings about imagination.
真神不是如此。
This is not the case with the true God.
真正没有物质的形象。
The true God is not material.
真正没有外表的神奇。
He doesn't look fierce externally.
真正有真正可以使世界毁灭的怒气。
But he has the wrath that can destroy the world.
所以这位真正的神启示自我的时候。
When this true God revealed himself,
他说我是忌邪的上帝。
He said, I am a jealous God.
我绝对不把我的荣耀归给假神。
I will absolutely not let my glory to the false idols.
我是独一的上帝。
I am the only God.
所以你不可为自己雕刻偶像。
So do not make for yourself any idols.
你不可敬拜这些偶像。
Do not worship any of them.
我你的上帝是一个忌邪的上帝。
Because I am a jealous God.
这是何等宝贵的感情。
This is a precious emotion.
这是何等圣洁的感情。
A holy emotion.
那你说这种感情跟人的妒忌一样不一样？完全不一样。
This is different from the jealousy of men.
一个人的妒忌是堕落以后的产品。
Our jealousy is a product of the fall.
而神的这个圣洁的妒忌或者愤恨是防备人堕落的一个限制。
But the holy jealousy of God helps us not to fall.
因为神这个愤恨的感情。
He has godly jealousy.
可以保守人类在圣洁的生活里。
And this will help us live a holy life.
因为神这个愤恨的感情。
Because he has godly jealousy.
可以限制我们的家庭在正轨的上面行走。
He will constrain our family life to walk on the right path.
这种愤恨的感情。
When this godly jealousy comes.
也在你在我心中的时候。
Into your heart and my heart.
我们的生活得持守在正轨的里面。
Our life will be maintained on the right path.
我们的家庭伦理可以被持守在合法的历史地位里面。
We will maintain the right family ethics in the history of man.
我们的教会可以在神的旨意中间继续存在。
Our church will continue to exist in the will of God.
这就是伟大的圣洁的愤恨所产生的果效。
These are things that are brought about by the great godly jealousy of God.
当你看见先知发脾气的时候。
When the prophet get angry.
看见你看见使徒发脾气的时候。
When you see the apostles getting angry.
都正在为愤恨的上帝做了同样愤恨的工作。
All these people work of wrath for the God of wrath.
今天教会不能复兴，为什么？
Why do we not have revival in church today?
因为讲台上缺乏上帝的愤恨。
Because we lack the wrath of God on the pulpit.
今天基督的身我没有力量，为什么？
Why is it that we do not live victorious life?
因为我们的侍奉中间缺乏上帝的愤恨。
Because our service lack the godly jealousy of God.
我们太多人堕落以后的妒忌。
We have too much jealousy that comes after the fall.
我们太少上帝神圣的愤恨。
We have too little godly jealousy from God.
所以从堕落以后的妒忌讲出来的话，都是自私的，都是毁灭性的，都是破坏自己，也破坏别人的。
The words we speak after the fall are all from jealousy, and it will destroy others and destroy ourselves.
只有上帝圣洁的愤恨。
Only the godly jealousy of God
才是有建造性，有成圣。诗人跟完全的可能的能力在里面。
Has the power to construct and to make us holy.
去年我在南洋大学讲道的时候。
Last year when I spoke at Nanyang Technological University.
接到问题的时候，有一个新加坡的学生问一个问题。
In the question and answer session, a Singaporean student asked.
上帝为什么要叫迦南的七族被灭绝呢？
Why did God destroy the tribes of Canaan?
为什么说不可杀人的上帝要叫以色列人去杀灭？这七个民族呢？
Why did God who said thou shalt not murder kill all the tribes?
这个上帝不是自打嘴巴吗？
Isn't this God self-contradictory?
这个上帝不是心肠狭窄？
Is not this God narrow-minded?
这种的行动跟上帝就是爱，不是互相冲突的吗？
Such action seems to contradict the fact that God is love.
我相信这是很尖锐的思想的问题。
This is a question that comes from very sharp
observation. 这也是在研究宗教学的人对旧约的圣经的耶和华很不满意的人常发的问题。
This is also a common question from people who are not happy with your
Testament. 今天我要从上帝的基学的本性来处理这个严重的圣经的问题。
I want to look at this serious theological question from the angle of godly jealousy.
神有没有吩咐以色列人去上面祭祖呢？
Did God command the Israelites to destroy the Canaanites?
有
Yes, he did.
为什么上帝要杀灭这迦南的七族呢？
Why was these seven tribes destroyed?
是不是上帝怕他们兴旺起来，数目超过以色列，选民会被吞灭掉呢？
Was it because God was afraid that they will multiply more than the Israelites?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
如果上帝是这样狭窄的，
If God is so narrow-minded,
他就找拣选最大的民族做他的子民就没问题了。
All he had to do is select the strongest race to be his people.
但是当上帝对以色列人讲话的时候，
But when God spoke to Israel,
他说以色列啊，你要知道，
He said, O Israel, hear
this. 你们万民中间，你是最小的。
You are the smallest among all the people.
所以上帝拣选最小的。
So God selected the smallest.
因为他自己大能可以保守最小的人不至于灭亡。
Because his power would have preserved them from destruction.
那么上帝要叫最小的去杀比他们大的民族。
God wanted the smallest people to destroy a people that is much larger.
这个不是岂不是叫以色列中计马上可以全族覆灭吗？
Wouldn't this be a check for the Israelites and they will all be destroyed?
所以刚才那个想法是不对的。
So the early assumption is wrong.
以色列虽然最小的民族，
although the Israelites were the smallest,
以色列要顺服上帝的命令，把七个比自己更大的民族灭绝掉，这是很可怕的一件事。
It was horrifying for them to obey God and to destroy a group of people that's much stronger than them.
以色列人后来做到吗？
Did they succeed?
他们做到。
They did.
神这么吩咐吗？
Did God command this?
神这么吩咐。
God did.
神狭窄吗？
Is God narrow-minded?
不是。
No.
神残忍吗？
Is God jealous?
不是。
Cruel?
No. 为什么神要杀这七族的人？
So why did God destroy all?
为什么上帝借以色列族借刀杀人呢？
Why did God use the hand of the Israelites?
上帝是不是不容忍上帝呢？
Is he a God that is intolerant?
很多那些自以为义的伦理学家，
Many self-righteous ethicists,
那些比较注重伦理是宗教本质的那些神学家，
The theologians that think that human ethics is most important,
所以他们就用这个的定位认为旧约的神不是真正的神。
All of them declare that the old God of Old Testament is not the true God.
因为这种残忍的上帝的手段跟上帝杀爱是相违背的事情。
All these things seem so cruel and it go against the fact that God is love.
这个问题不单是有色的宗教人士常常问。
This question is not only asked by people who are skeptical
about faith. 对你们这些没有问啊，一定需要答案的人，一定要向你解释的。
But something that I have to explain to also people who have not asked.
你知道为什么上帝吩咐以色列人消灭这迦南七族呢？
Why did God command the Israelites to destroy the Canaanites?
因为上帝是爱。
Because God is love.
你说爱要消灭七个民族吗？
Why should love end up in destruction?
我说是，因为爱是要消灭这迦南七族。
My answer is yes, because of love he destroyed them.
你说爱为什么要消灭这个民族呢？
Why should destruction come from love?
我们不能从狭窄的一些民族的现象去推翻神对全人类的爱。
We cannot, because of this sort of narrow-mindedness, turn against the fact that God is love.
当箭有毒素射到你身上的时候，
If a poison arrow struck you,
从前的人就要用刀放在火里面，整个刀的热度通红的时候，就这样放在你的这个身体上。
What people would do in the past would be to burn a knife and then dig it out.
这样那个热的烧到最热的那个箭呢，一出到你的皮肤，你的皮肤就变成烧起来冒了烟，那这一块肉就永远坏了。
Because the knife is so heated, it would have destroyed all the flesh around it.
你突然嗅到，哇，有 barbecue 的味道来。
You will smell barbecue.
啊，那个不是 barbecue, 是 self-cue.
It's not barbecue, but your flesh is burning.
你肉烧了，冒烟出来了，很香的。
You smell good.
不香就回去你烧看。
You can go try it.
那一块肉永远坏。
But the flesh would have been dead.
这是你残忍吗？
Are you being cruel?
这是你切除你所爱的身体吗？
Is it because you do not love your body?
我告诉你，这是爱。
But this comes from love.
因为你爱你整个身体。
Because you love your entire body.
所以需要切除一部分中毒的东西。
So you need to sacrifice the part that has been poisoned.
神为了爱世界上的人。
Because God loved the world.
所以神吩咐以色列族要消灭迦南那七个族。
So he commanded the Israelites to destroy the seven tribes of Canaan.
这就是上帝的爱。
This is the love of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果不是这样的话，
If this were not the case,
整个亚当的后裔都受这七族威胁。
All the descendants of Adam would have been threatened by the seven tribes.
如果不是这样的话，
If this were not the case,
那么全人类的健康就受了很大的威胁。
The health of all humanity would have been threatened.
因为二十世纪的考古学，
The 20th century archaeologists,
最后研究出来了。
Have found out,
这七族的败坏的程度已经淫贯到一个地步。
That these seven tribes have been so decadent,
他们的道德非常的败坏。
They have no morality whatsoever.
所以拜假神的人，
Those who worship these false idols,
他们不为道德的提升而敬拜。
Was not doing it for morality.
他们敬拜是为了得到物质的丰盛。
It is for their own material enjoyment.
所以他们拜的时候，
When they worship their God,
就盼望他们发财。
They want the prosperity.
盼望他们丰富。
They want more things.
像今天许多假先知在灵恩派里面所做的工作一样。
This is like the work of many false prophets in charismatic churches.
他们只讲的是成功神学，是丰富神学，而不是照神的旨意被神的教跟随。
They preach success theology, not according to the will of God.
所以当这些人用最恳切的宗教热忱祷告的时候。
When these people pray with the greatest religious fervor,
也就是他们犯罪的本性，自私向上帝表达无疑的时候，
it was the greatest expression of their selfishness before God.
更是在假神面前暴露自己无羞耻的灵性。
And before God, they exposed their shameless spirituality.
所以他们求的神，
the God that they pray to,
是可以给他们丰富的。
To give them prosperity,
给他们顺利的。
To give them smooth
power, 给他们发财的。
To give them wealth,
无论他的道德多么不好。
It doesn't matter how bad their life
is. 无论他们的行为多么没有原则。
Or what kind of principles they hold.
那都是小事情。
All these are minor.
最重要就是他们能发财。
The most important thing is.
那我可以烧香敬拜你，你可赐福给我发财。我买的香不过五块钱，你最后给我五百万。
I want you to give me $5 million by just burning $5 of incense.
这种宗教性的交易，
such sort of religiosity,
最自私的交易，
is a selfish one.
所以这种为利而拜神的宗教是最低级的宗教。
And this sort of faith where you worship God for the profit is the lowest class.
这一点我不需要再延伸下去。
I don't have to talk about it further.
你们几欲反三，你们自己知道。
You can go think about it in depth.
所以他们敬拜他们神的时候，
When they worship their God,
他们的祭司就准许他们。
Their priest would encourage them.
一边祷告，一边敬拜，就一边跳舞，一边喝酒。
To drink at the same time when they worship.
所以男男女女进到庙里。
So all the male and the female went to the temple.
他们就喝酒，他们就跳舞。
They were dance and they were drink.
他们祷告，他们就唱诗。
They were pray and they were sing.
他们敬拜，后来他们就酒醉了。
And they will get drunk in their worship.
酒醉以后，他们就脱衣服。
And then they will strip.
就祭司许可他们。
The priest would encourage
them. 他们男男女女都脱光衣服，在庙里面一个一个轮奸。
And then they will have a sexual orgy in the temple.
他们就产生了许多无尽无穷的这个性关系。
And then they will have all these decadent sexual relationships.
满足他们肉欲的邪情私欲。
To fulfill their selfish and evil desires.
以后他们再回家。
And then they will return home.
这样的宗教。
Such a faith.
这样败坏的道德。
Such a decadent behavior.
这样对假神的敬拜。
Such a worship towards the false
God. 惹真神上帝的怒气。
Incur the wrath of the true God.
上帝说消灭他们。
And so God destroyed them all.
上帝说杀绝他们。
Kill them all.
无论是男是女，无论是老是少。
It doesn't matter whether you are old or young, male or female.
不可留下一个。
Not one should be left.
上帝的愤恨。
The wrath of God.
上帝忌邪的心。
The godly jealousy.
就在这里向我们表达出来。
Is expressed fully here.
神是妒忌的吗？
Is God a jealous God?
神是一个狭窄心肠的。
Is he a narrow-minded God?
神是一个容纳不下别的神的吗？
Is it because he cannot tolerate other gods?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
因为我们的神是独一的神。
Because he is the one God. 所以
根本没有神。
There are no other gods.
因为没有别的神存在，就不需要容忍。
And so there is no need for tolerance.
所有的别的神是被造之神。
All other gods have been created.
被造之神就不是神。
And created gods are not gods.
你们把不是神当作神是你们的错误。
It is your mistake to treat a false idol as God.
所以上帝说你不可敬拜偶像。
So God said, do not worship the idols.
不可祭祀假神。
And do not work, serve them.
你不可以把别的当作神。
Do not treat other things as God.
除了我以外没有别的神。
There are no other God other than me.
所以我绝对不把我的荣耀归给假神。
I will not give my glory to the false idols.
像上帝灭绝这七族以后呢。
After God destroyed the seven race.
结果是什么呢？
What did happen?
这到今天你我才存在。
The result is that you and I exist.
如果上帝不灭绝他们,
if God did not destroy them,
上帝好像是尊重人权,
it would seem that God honor human rights.
如果上帝不灭绝他们,
if God did not destroy them,
上帝就不爱人类,
it would be because he did not love us.
也不爱你不爱我,
didn't love you and I.
为什么爱的上帝要灭绝这七族呢?
Why would the God of love destroy them all?
答案, 因为爱的上帝是爱。
The answer is because God is love.
所以他为我们除害,
for our sake he destroyed them,
让我们可以蒙受他的爱存到今天,
that we can receive his love till today.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
但我们也明白神的本性,
the more we understand the attributes of God,
越明白神的真理,
the more we understand his truth,
我们越明白圣经的总原则的时候,
when the more we understand the general principles of the Bible,
我们越懂得怎样把荣耀归给上帝,
we will know how to give glory to God.
求主怜悯我,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
求主光照我,
may the Lord enlighten us.
这样的神在历史上所做的事情,
so that all the things that God has done in history,
常常有我们有限的头脑所不能明,
are something that our finite mind cannot understand often.
上帝的圣经里面所记载下来的话语,
all the words that God has given to us,
常常有我们过的理性所反对,
are things that our fallen reason would object.
我再说上帝不会因为我们的反对他就变成没有真理,
but I say again, God will not become the truth because we object him.
也不会因为我们赞成了他才变成是真理,
or suddenly becomes the truth because we believe in him.
所以容忍,
the tolerance of God
是有限度的,
is limited.
神的爱,
the love of God
是没有限度的,
has no limit.
神的审判,
the judgment of God
信业之间就会结束的,
will end in suddenly.
神的慈爱,
but the love of God
很信实也存到永远,
will be with us forever.
所以这些的本性,
all these attributes
就在第四、第五节里面告诉我们,
that can be seen in verse 3 and 4.
我要从父至子降灾祸到三世代,
that my retribution will go from father to son till generation.
但是对那些守约的人,
but to those who show they love me,
我们向他们施慈爱直到千代,
my love will be shown for 1,000 generations.
所以你是上帝是不是爱?
So is God love?
上帝的怒气只有顷刻之间,
the wrath of God is but for instance.
上帝慈爱是永永远,
but here we see his love is forevermore.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
性是神造在人身上的很美的一部分,
sexuality is a beautiful part of God's creation.
但性也变成人最羞辱神明最败坏降卑自己人格最可怕的一部分,
but sexuality also becomes the most horrifying thing that can make us fall before God.
亲爱的人, 你要深深记得, 性可能是无限美好, 性也可能是无限羞辱。
Young people, you need to remember that sexuality could be the best thing, but also could be the greatest shame.
性可能成为你最美好的记忆, 最伟大的享受之一。
It can become your greatest memory, your greatest enjoyment.
性可能变成最丑陋, 变成使你遗臭万年可怕的试探。
But it can be the temptation that is most ugly and create a situation where you'll be shameful for generations.
你的性上的专一,
to be focused in your sexuality,
你对你真正的配偶的忠心,
the faithfulness towards a monogamous spouse,
就用专一跟永恒两个字称为真正的本质。
This being faithful and eternity ought to be linked together in this matter.
这两件事的配合,
the linking of these two matters,
是很奇妙的生命奥秘,
is a mystery in life.
所以当一个人在爱里面的时候,
so when a person is in love,
他是绝对不可能同时爱第二个人。
He cannot possibly love another person.
为什么呢? 因为爱要求专一。
Because love demands uniqueness.
当你爱的时候,
when you love,
你内心的深处一定盼望这个爱是永远的, 不是暂时。
In your heart, you want this love to be eternal, not temporal.
所以专一性与永恒性,
exclusiveness and eternity,
变成我们的爱的生命的记号,
becomes a mark of love in our life.
而性的结合,
and when sexuality comes into it, the expression of love,
真正要表现的是我们与神之间永远的关系。
Actually, what is the expression is actually the eternal relationship between us and God.
当保罗提到夫妻怎么对待 关系，丈夫这么爱妻子，妻子要顺着丈夫，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督跟教会讲的。
But the Apostle Paul talks about the mystery in the relationship between the husband and wife, like the relationship between Christ and church.
今天我们的家庭生活里面学习什么叫做彼此相爱，什么叫做两造的合一。
In the family life, we learn how to love one another and to be one in two flesh.
上帝借着这些，使我们明白神的爱怎么领导我们，我们对他要怎样专心一致。
Through all these things, God teaches us how He loves. His love comes to us, and how we ought to be faithful to Him.
所以保罗对哥林多的教会怎么讲
？The Apostle Paul says to the church in Corinth.
我曾经为你们许配一个丈夫。
I have prepared a husband for you.
要你们对他存着专一纯洁的心。
That you may have be faithful to him.
因为我恐怕你们像夏娃被蛇引诱，失去了对丈夫的心，你们就变成在诡计中间，你们已经失落了。
But I'm afraid that you have fallen into the temptation as Eve did into the serpent's trap.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
一个真正爱他新郎的人
，A person who truly loves her groom,
穿了新娘的衣服
，She will wear her bridal gown.
她等新郎来的那一个钟头。
And the hour in which she waited for the groom to come.
我会不会说还有一个钟头他没有来，我先去玩玩。
Will she say, "Well, there's another hour. Let me go enjoy myself."
我跟孩子跑来跑去，等一下再回来。
I will run around with the kids.
好，我现在穿了新娘衣，我赛跑赛跑。
Now that I wear my bridal gown, let me just run around.
一个钟头。
One hour later.
新郎来的时候。
When the groom comes.
他快快跑回来。
Will she just run back and pant?
满头大汗。
Perspiring everywhere.
这边呢有一些番茄汁。
There's some tomato sauce on this side.
这边有一些墨水滴来滴去。
Or some ink stain here.
下面有泥浆粘在他的衣服上。
And then there's mud on the shoe.
你到哪里？
Where do you go?
我等你一个钟头，我去跑来跑去玩耍。
I waited for you for an hour and I went around to play first.
你穿着新娘衣跑来跑去。
You wear your bridal gown and run around.
你跟小孩子玩那玻璃球。
And play marbles with the kids.
你跟他们玩风筝，半个钟头再跑回来。
You went to fly a kite for half an hour.
你流得满身大汗，穿新娘衣，还有喝番茄汁。
You perspire like crazy, and then you drink your tomato sauce and spray everywhere.
还喝一杯 Coca-Cola.
And Coca-Cola.
你看这里五滴，那里八滴。
And you stain your bridal gown.
还有写字的滴弄得乱七八糟。
And you ink stain.
那我宁可今天不跟你结婚。
The groom will say, "Forget it."
因为你不能保守圣洁。
Because you are not pure.
这个丈夫的要求。
The demand of the husband.
你对我专一。
That is that you are faithful.
你对我圣洁。
You are pure.
保罗说。
我
把你们许配一个丈夫。
I promise you to one husband.
要你们纯洁。
That you may be pure.
要你们专一。
That you may be faithful.
当我看见你们不纯不专的时候。
When I realize that you are not pure or faithful.
我发起愤恨。
I will have wrath.
啊，这个愤恨是上帝那样的愤恨。
But this wrath is like that of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
现在你明白了吗
？You understand now.
这种感情。
Such emotions.
是需要。
Is needed.
圣洁的愤恨
，a godly jealousy
是造就人的愤恨
，is constructive
是建立生命的愤恨
，it affirms life.
上帝借着愤恨使神的仆人复兴教会。
Through godly jealousy, God enabled His servant to revive the church.
上帝借着有愤恨的人对信徒痛加鞭责、争辩。
God will allow His servant to rebuke Christians based on godly jealousy.
上帝借着愤恨的心情。
And with this godly jealousy,
使教会保守圣洁的生活。
God will allow the church to maintain purity.
上帝借着愤恨的圣洁的感情。
With this holy emotion,
使我们继续遵行上帝。
God allow us to continue to be obedient to Him.
妒忌是不可以的。
We cannot have selfish jealousy.
妒忌是堕落以后产生出来的。
Because jealousy comes after the fall of man.
圣洁的愤恨是应该有的。
But we should have godly jealousy.
It is 圣洁的愤恨是上帝自己的本性。
It comes from the attribute of God Himself.
是复兴的钥匙。
It is the key to revival.
是人可以遵行神旨意的动力。
It is the power that enables us to be obedient to Him.
诗篇第九十篇。
Psalms 90 tells us.
摩西怎么讲的
？Moses says.
谁晓得你的怒气呢
？Who knows of your wrath, O God?
谁按照你该受的敬畏晓得你的怒气？
Who knows your wrath based on the honor you deserve?
有谁晓得这个怒气
？Who knows and understand this wrath?
这个人就成为众人的祝福。
Those who do becomes a blessing for others.
照上帝的愤恨而愤恨。
We need to have wrath based on the wrath of God.
今天的教会就需要这样的人。
The church today needs a person like that.
需要这样的感情。
Needs an emotion like that.
所以马丁路德说。
Martin Luther said,
I never worked better than when I was inspired by the holy anger of God.
我只有在上帝神圣的愤怒的感动底下，我才能够做到最好的工作。
上帝的圣洁的愤怒临到他的时候。
When the holy anger of God came upon him,
他的胆子特别大。
He will become bold.
他可以讲应该讲的话。
He will speak forth boldly.
他可以摧毁应当摧毁。
And he will destroy things that ought to be destroyed.
责备应当责备。
And rebuild those who need to be rebuilt.
上帝圣洁的愤恨在一个人身上。
When the holy wrath of God is upon a person,
这个人就成全上帝。
This person will fulfill the command of God.
主兴起我们。
May the Lord revive all of us.
兴起这样的本性。
To revive a person with such an attribute.
这也是与神同心的。
All these are things that are in one heart with God.
是我们爱神所爱，恨神所恨，责神所责，见神所见。
That we may love what God loves, hate what God hates, rebuild what God rebuilds, and build what God builds.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing to do this?
愿主赐福我们。
May the Lord bless all of us.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all stand up.
十字架，十字架。